Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. I have a claim on the line, Crystal Sasser.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, good morning, Crystal.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. My name is Courtney, and again, this is on a recorded line. I see that you placed an inquiry about the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was this for you or for a loved one?
No, it's for me.
Okay. Is it Sasser? Is that how you say your last name?
Yes, ma'am. Sasser.
Okay. Is this your cell phone number, 706-877-2695?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. For at any time, if we do get disconnected, sometimes the transfer call will drop. I will call you from my direct line, which is a 949 area code. I'm going to text you my direct contact information now so that you have it.
Okay.
So I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. Okay. And then, so you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, Crystal, you did not have an attorney at this time?
I do not, no.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you did use hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years and relaxers within
yes,
the last
ma'am.
2 years. Okay. And then you were diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, was
it was, ovarian cancer, yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing with everything today?
I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I'm better. I feel better, you know.
Good.
But, you know, at the time, yeah.
It's a lot to go through. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for everything you've had to go through. Do you know the subtype of the ovarian cancer or what type it was?
I just know that it was like stage one. I mean, I just, no, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. And then you are filing on, it's okay. You are filing on behalf of yourself. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
It was around October, November of 2023.
Okay. So the best of your knowledge, I put like October what? I have to put a date in there.
I would probably say, I guess, towards the end. Because I don't remember the exact date.
Was it before Halloween or after Halloween?
It was after Halloween. I mean,
so then it was
in October.
So it was November.
Early. Okay, so let's just say, I would just say November 15th or so.
Okay, so November 15th, 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, this is to the best of your knowledge. Yeah. When you speak with the attorneys and they pull the medical records and everything, that's fine. They just want to get an idea. You know, they're starting your case. They just want to get an idea of, like, what happened and so forth like that, okay? At what age were you when you got diagnosed?
I was 43. Now I'm thinking about it. It was, like, around my birthday time. So, yeah.
When's your birthday?
So, yeah. November 13th.
Okay. November 13th. What year were you born? Sorry.
1980.
I was trying to do that because my boyfriend's 43. So I was like, wait, I was trying to do the math.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then who is your diagnosing doctor? Do you know your neurologist your OBGYN?
Yes, ma'am. Her name was Dr. Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, first name Amber.
Okay. And where is she located?
At Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. Is that in Marietta, Georgia?
No, it's in Atlanta. I mean, there's several Piedmont, so they probably do have one in Marietta, but the one that I went to was in Atlanta.
But was it Piedmont Hospital is where you got treated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Piedmont Hospital.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. In Georgia. Okay. Okay, perfect. Amber, I found her. And Was she the treating and diagnosing doctor? She was the same doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. She's at Mount, yeah, her facility is at Mount Women's Center. Okay. And then, okay, let's see. You do not currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. But you did use Heart Relaxer for, there's just a couple more questions we have to ask, and then we'll get to the other information. You did not use Heart Relaxer, or you did use Heart Relaxer for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis with cancer, correct?
Yes.
How many times?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
So it's asking, it's saying you used it Heart Relaxer before being diagnosed with cancer. You used it at least 4 times, like within a single year. Like how many times, how many times a year were you doing it? Do you do it like every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks, like once a week?
Like every 6 weeks. Like every 6 weeks.
So you probably were doing it, what, like 11, like 11 times a year?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say 11 times because sometimes just because, you know, that's typically 6 weeks is what you wait, but you can go longer than 6 weeks.
So you like 9 weeks or 9 times a year?
Right. I'd say that 9 times maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were, you were diagnosed at, Piedmont.
Pima Hospital.
Okay. I'm not going to put them out. Let's see. Pima Hospital, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. I just have to put this information in for them. Okay. And is it the one on Peachtree?
Yes, ma'am. Peachtree.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said your birthday was 11/13/1980.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then did you, do you have any family or friends that you know of that were diagnosed with cancer after using Heart Relaxer that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay.
No.
If you ever come across somebody, you can always give them our information. We just want to let people know that they're eligible to file. Okay. So you said you were doing it monthly. At what time in the state, and it was in the state of, I was going to say Atlanta, in the state of Georgia. at what age were you when you started using Heart Relaxer?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. You, like, go back.
Like, oh,
just,
my
so
gosh.
These 2 dates that I'm going to ask you for, it's literally, to the best of your knowledge, approximate dates. Like, this isn't, like, you're not going to, like, not be able to file because you don't know these dates. It's just they want to get an idea. So, were you like a teenager or?
Yeah, my teenage years. So, yeah.
Like what, like 15, 16?
I would say around 16, 17-ish, I guess.
Okay.
Something like that.
You want to put 16 or 17?
You can just put 17. I don't know.
17? Okay. So, so we'll say you started using it in 1997. And then when did you stop using Heart Relaxer? What, like, did you stop, like, right at your diagnosis, a little bit before your diagnosis?
Right, yeah. Right. I stopped around when she told me that, then that's when I stopped.
So we'll just put,
so
like, November,
like
November 1st okay, of 2023?
Yeah. Yes, we can put that right there.
Okay. And then in 97, when do you think you started using it? Did you start using it, like, the beginning of the school year? Or was it, like, summertime, winter? I just have to put a month and a date. It's really silly, but
let's just say summer. I mean, I don't know.
I know. So June or July.
Got me on my toes this morning.
I know. Is it, do you want us to put June or July?
Let's just go with June.
June.
Yeah.
Like June what?
Like a date.
Yeah, I have to put a date. I know. It's so silly.
June 22nd. I don't know.
Okay, so June 22nd, 1997 to November 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
And then, so that's consecutively 26 years that you used hair relaxer, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take. Did you do treatments at home, salon, home, or both?
Salon.
At the salon? Do you know the, it's not even going to ask me. Okay. Do you have salon receipts for your visits or anything like that? Or do you?
No, because it was just
years ago.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, you have like
family,
friends.
So
yeah, friends
like
do it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then do you currently use hair relaxer products or no?
No.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
From 2023? No.
No, okay.
No, I don't. I wouldn't have, because I didn't know. You think when you use it.
Yeah.
Discard it. Think,
yeah.
Keep it and save it and then.
Well, and too, like, they may, I ask you, like, because I've done research on this. It's just, I'm not an attorney. I can't give you legal mm-hmm. advice. But, like, pictures always
right.
help, too. So, if you have pictures of your hair chemically straightened, like, that shows, you know what I mean? That can help. They ask that because it's, like, that can help support the case. What type of brands were you using? Did you use, like, Dark and Lovely, Motions, Dress for Me, Soft and Beautiful?
Right. Cream of Nature and, what's it called? Cream of Nature, and I think the other one was
like L'Oreal, Namaste La, Hawaiian Silky, African Pride, Mazzani.
Like the soft and beautiful, and more so mainly the Cream of Nature though.
Okay. And then, did your diagnosis happen 2 years or more after you using the product regularly for at least a year? Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
And then have there been periods that you used hair relaxer that you stopped, or did you continuously use it? Did you like stop for a couple years?
I didn't really stop, but like I said, sometimes,
you'd go longer without doing it.
Right.
Yeah, but
I'm just trying to make it make sense. So it's not like I stop, but, I may not be like, boom, every 6 weeks, boom, that. So.
And then you first became aware of the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis, what, like on your diagnosis date, or when was that? Like, did she tell you when you diagnosed that it was from the hair relaxer? Or that it could be?
She didn't necessarily. That is a possibility. She didn't just say, hey, boom, that it's possible.
Okay. So I'll put 11/13/2023 is when you kind of became aware of it. Okay. Is that what you would like me to put? That's kind of a question you don't have to answer. That question is not required. Oh, we put your diagnosis date as 11/15/2023. So I'll put 11/15. Sorry. 11/13 was your birthday. That question is not required. They just ask. But what type of treatment did you have to undergo due to the ovarian cancer? Did you have to have like any type of surgery, chemo, radiation, pain management?
I did like a chemo, and they did like a partial hysterectomy.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Thank you so much. They also gave me, medication for
pain and all that
pain
stuff.
And stuff like that.
Okay. And then when did you start treatment? Do you remember?
Treatment. Jesus. So that was, I'm sorry. Let me.
No, take your time.
At work. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
do you need to put me on hold for a second? That's fine if you need to answer that.
No, okay. It's good now. So that was around November. So I think it was probably around like that's the first of the year. So probably around like January, the beginning of the year, January 2024.
Okay. Like January 1st, 2024?
Oh, guys. I don't even know. Let's just say January 7th or something like that.
Okay.
I guess I need to look at this.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, once the doctors pull the records, you can always, like, you know, go back and go through everything, and they're going to, you know, the attorneys are going to match everything.
Let's just say January 8th, because that's
January 8th?
Monday or something. Yeah.
2024? Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the 7th was a time. Yeah.
So you remember it was during the week. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I put January 8th, 2024.
Yeah.
And then, did you ever have any pre-existing conditions like cancer, diabetes, obesity, any other type of like illnesses prior? No?
Okay. No, none of that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And then just to confirm, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
You're married. Okay. And then what is your ethnicity? Mm-hmm. Are you Black, White, Native American, other, or unsure?
Black.
Okay. And then what is your height and your weight?
5'2" and 146.
Okay. And then I have your first name is Crystal and last name Sasser.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second. And then you don't have a suffix in your name, right? You're not like a junior or anything like that. I have to ask. It's just funny.
I understand.
Yeah. And then are you currently employed? Are you currently working? Are
yes,
you? Okay.
I am.
You are, what is your profession?
I'm an administrative supervisor.
Okay, and then, hold on one second. Okay, and then can you go ahead and, do you have health care in coverage?
No.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
256-51-2739.
Okay, so I had 256-51-2739, correct? That's what you said?
Yes.
I have your direct phone number as the 706 phone number, 877-2695. What time of day do you prefer the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Any time of day is fine. I mean, afternoon, evening is probably best, but any time of day, I'm typically available.
Okay, and then I have Crystal Sasser at Yahoo as your primary contact of email. And then what's your current mailing address?
It's 2525 Lake Royal, Royale Drive, Riverdale, one word, RIVERDALE, Georgia, 30296.
Is that a house or is that a, is there a unit number or anything?
It's a house. It's a
okay.
House.
2525 Lake Royal Drive, Riverdale, Fulton County, Georgia, 30296.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then did you have documents to support your diagnosis? Like you have medical records or you could obtain them if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you provide them either electronically or in the mail or both?
Yes, I should be able to do both.
Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Ms. Sasser. And that's just, they found it necessary in cases when, you know, people have gone unresponsive for a long extended period of time. You could put somebody that lives with you or that doesn't. It's up to you. Did you want me to put like your spouse or something?
You can just put, my mom.
Okay. And what's your mom's name?
Her first name is, Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E. Or actually, let me use my sister instead. My sister's probably the better person for emergency.
Okay.
My sister, her first name is Shannon, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is Brown, Brown.
What's her phone number?
Her phone number is area code 706-394-9403.
All right, perfect. And then you do give us permission to contact her if needed. What is the was there any additional information that you'd like me to put on the file to help support it that you can think of? Or do you just leave it at that and we'll talk to the attorneys?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know what else.
Yeah, what else
would be, you know, needed.
Necessary, yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do
but,
is just.
I mean, at any time.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, but you know, at any time, if you have additional questions, you can, you know, always call me. But,
yeah, of course. Okay, so I'm just gonna summarize this for you, Ms. Sasser. You are submitting a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And your date of diagnosis was 11/15/2023. You did not have an attorney at this time. And your diagnosing doctor was Amber L. Glenn in Georgia, correct? Does that sound correct so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then approximately used... See, it changed it. It put average 26. You averagely used it. Not we put 9 originally. I don't know why the thing like changes. It scrolls the number. Okay, so on average, you used it for used hair relaxer for about 9 times a year. And then you were diagnosed at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, and your date of birth is 11/13/1980. Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't know any. You didn't have any referrals. You're at the age of 17. You started using it. Approximately started using it 6/22/1997 to 11/1/2023. Okay, Cream of Nature was your brand, and then okay, and then you had a partial hysterectomy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Partial hysterectomy and radiation, chemotherapy, pain management, target therapy. Your treatment date was 1/8/2024. Treating doctor was still Amber Glenn, and that was at Piedmont Hospital. Your major medical problem was ovarian, and I have Crystal Sasser. I think everything looks right. 2525 Lake Royal Drive, and you did have medical records, and then we did put your sister Shannon Brown as your emergency contact.
Yes,
does that all sound correct?
Yes,
Okay, so what we're almost finished. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's pretty easy. If you've done DocuSign before, it's just follow the prompt. If you need me to walk you through it, I can go ahead and do that. But as the system is generating the documents, I'm going to send you, I already sent you my information, but I'm going to send you the attorney's information as well. So when the attorneys reach out to you, you'll know what phone number to look out for. Okay.
Okay.
Cause that makes a big, it makes a big difference. Have you used DocuSign before?
I have used it in the past, I think. So,
okay. So what I did is I text it to you cause that's the easiest way to open it. If you can't open it through text, you can open it through email. You're going to want to just click on the link. It says like, Courtney K at Massport is sent you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign. You just press agree, accept. It's going to ask you to click a little box. You're going to have to use your finger to sign, and then you're going to have to push start. Tap the field it's asking for your signature, and then once you complete that, you'll come to a finish button.
Okay. Okay. And this is just everything that we just talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably with the attorneys that you've been assigned to, you're probably going to have to sign more paperwork. But this is just, this is the start of your file.
Okay.
I sent you another text message, but just ignore that for right now.
Okay.
What does it say on the...
I think I had to go back and click on the little arrows for the, like, the signature and...
You have to check a little box, and then once you tap the little... Did you draw your signature with your finger, or you press accept? Sometimes it'll generate it for you, and then you have to tap each field where it's asking you to sign.
Yeah, it says it's completed.
Okay. So it'll allow you to download it right there if you want to, but it also sends a PDF file to your email. So you'll have records of everything that we talked about. Yeah. So don't worry. You'll have everything, a copy of that. And then, so you did complete it, Ms. Sasser. Thank you for doing that. So basically, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case. You know, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So with that said, the attorney's information I text to you, they will be calling you as soon as within 48 hours. Sometimes it takes like a week or 2 weeks, but they could be calling you within 48 hours, just so that you're kind of aware. The phone number that they're going to call you from is a 909 number, and that number is in the text message. I always recommend, you know, saving that number like law firm or something, so you know it's them. Because when they call, they'll be like, oh, this is the law firm of Pulaski Law or co-counsel Robin Law. Just so that you're aware. Okay. So you don't get any other, you know what I mean? Like calls and you don't know who the attorney is. That's your attorney. Right. Save my phone number as well. My name is Courtney and I will be your intake specialist moving forward. So down the road, if you can't get a hold of the attorneys or anything like that, don't hesitate to call or text me if you have any questions about the claim and what's going on, status. Okay. Also, just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really just important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then if you can, obtain any documents to help support your case, they recommend you doing that just to you know, help build the case. But other than that, did you have any questions for me?
I guess this is,
it's a lot to take in at this
time. Yeah. I don't even know what questions to ask because I've never done this before.
Oh yeah.
So
I just wait to
talk to them and then they'll, you know, ask whatever questions they need. And then after that, then what happens after that?
So then they'll just follow up with you and they'll just follow up with you and let you know, because these are, I mean, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice, but this is mass tort.
Right.
This is mass tort. So claims, mm-hmm. so usually don't, like, you're not going to go to court. They'll be like a settlement amount or it's kind of like that. Yeah. And the best thing to do too, like, if you ever have questions, I always tell people just Google, like,
mm-hmm.
your information, not your personal information, but like, you know, about the lawsuit, like, you know, depo mm-hmm. or a hair relaxer lawsuit with ovarian cancer used for 27 years in, you know, something like that. And it should give you like some information, you know, that's the best thing to do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then just always stay in contact with that law firm moving forward. Okay. And Ms. Sasser, I wish you the best of luck. And I hope you do get the compensation that you deserve, and I hope you have the merriest of a Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much, Courtney. You're, as well.
Yeah, okay. Call me if you have any questions, okay? Take care.
I sure will. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.